It's the Mad Men DVD review!
That's right. You can't stop us reviewing DVDs.
Try and stop us, please. Just come on. Come at us.
Only for the maddest of men.
Mad. We're mad at DVDs.
Hey, Kerry, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
I haven't seen you this year, actually. Weirdly enough. Yeah,
happy New Year.
Do you think... Okay, here's a question, guys. When's the cutoff
for Happy New Year? Yeah. I reckon it's coming up.
It's coming up real fast, but we hadn't seen each other yet.
I reckon, yeah, you just go with your gut. And if your gut gives you like a real bad reaction, then you just stop.
End of Jan?
I'm just saying I'm getting nervous that I'm still saying Happy New Year to people.
I'm getting it in a lot of emails, which is
that's
fine.
Just not on. No, that's not on.
You don't like it?
That's not on.
Is it just a standard sort of signature thing? But I don't know.
I guess if they mean it, though. That's my thing. In emails, almost nothing of my sentiment is honest. Do you know?
What?
Well, I mean, some of it is. Some of it is when somebody does something and I'm like actually thankful. When I say thank you, I do mean it. But the rest of it, how you going?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, how was your New Year?
All of my pretense.
Happy New Year.
It's a full. I'm coming. Not. It's a full come on.
I don't know. You may be letting too much out of the bag.
That's true. I am letting way too much out of the bag. And speaking of out of the bag, what DVD have you pulled out of the bag this week?
Out of the bag. Oh, today. We are reviewing a very good film that I've actually been meaning to. Watch for quite a while. I remember this film was showing at the Te Uru out in Titirangi at the Lopdale Theatre, which I was going to go and see but didn't. So I'm very excited to review it. It is the film Loving Vincent, which took me by surprise as being an animated film, and we can talk a bit more about that soon. But this film's kind of like a crime / mystery, which is a bit not what I was expecting, in a kind of a biography type format. We kind of follow Vincent Van Gogh.
Yeah, there's a bit is it Gogh? Okay. I think. Are you going to jump in here, Sam,
let me chime in here. So Vincent Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Oh, so it's a soft start.
He's Dutch.
Because I thought it was Gogh.
No, because the Dutch.
So it's a soft.
The Dutch. The G is a H.
I read that the end part's like Loch, like in that.
Gogh.
Very airy.
Anyway,
here we are.
So we kind of follow his afterlife, or like we see kind of the next year after he has passed away. And the whole so as I said, it's an animated film. Which I didn't realize, but every frame, which is around 65,000 frames, have been hand-painted by 125 professional oil painters. So The whole film is kind of paying homage to his work and his style, because the whole film kind of centers around his kind of unique take and art. It's a fictional non-fiction, I guess, where there's actors voicing the real life characters. We kind of follow the main character, which is in the film is Armand Roulin, who is the son of Van Gogh.
I reckon we could just abandon the pronunciation.
Well, I'll just say Vincent. There you go.
Yeah, Vincent.
Which is the son of Vincent Postman, and the postman has long lost letter that Vincent needed to deliver to his brother before he kind of passed away. And so the postman kind of gives this to Armand and says, look, go and deliver it. We kind of realize that there's a whole lot of roadblocks along the way, and regardless, Armand ends up in Auvers, which is the last kind of home place that Vincent was in before he died there. And he kind of investigates his death a little bit more and speaks to a lot of the kind of locals who Vincent interacted with before he passed away. And we kind of follow along the whole like mystery and crime of it is that there's a whole lot of dirty little secrets that pop up.
Really?
About, yeah.
Oh, saucy.
Which is, I guess, you'll have to find that out and you have to
watch
spoilers. But it took me by surprise because I expected this to be a more kind of documentary style, but it's very narrative, but very, of course, everything did happen in the film. So Yeah, it's got that kind of unique style, which I loved. And I'm not really an art person regardless, but you can see in the back of that DVD there's some crazy realistic paintings, and at times there's these kind of flashback, so the movie's kind of split between color and black and white, and the color's kind of what's happening in the present day within the film, and then the black and white scenes are kind of flashbacks. But man, there's some parts where I kind of had to double take and was like, oh, that looks like it's been filmed.
Really?
It's pretty real, but no, it's all super detailed, and but there's a lot of it. Some of the black and white scenes were kind of more realistic in the sense, but the main part of the film is very much Vincent's style, which you can see, which is, it's incredible. I think the style of the film definitely, it's not really the, I think, the main focus, but it definitely holds together and I think pushes the narrative.
Because like, I remember I saw the trailer for it at the Academy, shout out to the Academy Cinemas.
Yeah, Academy, what up?
But and I was partly intrigued by the style because it looked so, you know, amazing. The painting looked really incredible. But at the same time, I was a little concerned that it could be disconcerting, maybe.
Mm.
You know, because it's really, like, there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of, they do camera moves, don't they, while painting.
Is it a bit epilepsy? Would you describe it as a bit epilepsy?
I saw a trailer as well and was kind of like, what is this film about? I didn't really get it. And then kind of just dove into it, not really understanding what it was. And I think that was the best way to kind of approach it. But yeah, the paintings, it's definitely kind of like that weird 2D, 3D. There's a word for it. I can't think of it. But yeah.
I think it's 2D, 3D.
2D, 2D, 3D. Oh, Rudy.
Yeah, but they do it really well in the sense where it kind of doesn't like stray from the main premise, which is the story. But I feel like the paintings definitely serve to enhance the experience, even if you're not familiar with Van Gogh.
I mean, if you've ever seen it.
Van G. Mr. G.
Yeah, so I feel like you can come into it not really being an art lover and maybe leave with a bit more appreciation for
it. It's kind of a weird one though, isn't it? Like, sorry, I'm just...
Go on.
Let me riff here for a second.
Riff it out, bro.
It's kind of like you're an artist, right? And that's, you're so important that they made a movie about you, but then they made a movie about you by just copying your style. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of a little bit like you're unique, and accept that will completely copy exactly what you did.
But it's an homage.
Yeah,
I know it's an homage. I'm just saying it's weird.
All right.
Fair enough.
Okay, there's Sam's 2 cents. You can discount those if you like, or keep them.
The other great thing about this film is that there's 86 minutes worth of extras. Within that, though, I started to watch the making of the film, which is actually very intense and very interesting, because you see kind of the setup that they're working in, and they're in this big kind of warehouse, and there's maybe 30 or so painting. I don't know. It's incredible like how they've set it up, almost to the extent where it looks like they filmed the film with normal cameras and then painted it like that's how real it looks. You kind of just have to double take and think, oh, that looks like it's just filmed.
I'm not saying they didn't work really hard on it.
They could have if they all, I don't know, who knows.
Okay, I've got another. This is a more serious question. So Van Gogh,
he
fits within the impressionists in terms of modern art, and so impressionism was like the impression of something, you know, rather than the true visual representation. And Van Gogh was quite famous because his impression was also his mental illness. And is that involved in the film? Is it like get to points where it's like, whoa, this is like what schizophrenia looks like?
Pretty much. There's within the main character has these flashback scenes kind of in the eyes of Vincent, and we kind of, yeah, the paintings are definitely used in that sense as well to kind of show his mind essentially. And there's a lot, throughout the animations of the paintings, we see like the sky kind of transitions into that painting, you know, his famous, I think,
starry
sky. Yeah, there we go. So they use those kind of main paintings to kind of show, you know, and to kind of set the scene, but also subliminally,
because you said that when in the flashbacks it's maybe more realist, they go into like a more frantic style, and
it goes into more of like what it would have been back then.
Guess you'll have to watch it, mate.
Yeah. Oh well, that's a good point actually, mate. Cheers.
You have to watch that.
Okay,
you'll have to watch it. You will. Yeah.
All right. Have we got a? We've actually got a copy of this to give away.
We do.
We have a copy. One lucky listener.
On DVD.
On the old DVD. Lots of extras on there.
There's a lot of digital video disc, that one.
It's a bit of a stretch of a question, but hopefully someone will know it.
You've got the question?
Yes. Question is, to win this with your B card number.
Please text in your B card when you text in. We're not going to give it away to someone who doesn't have the bloody B card, honestly. Please. Sorry, I don't want to tell you off.
No, don't tell him off.
So the question is, what is commonly known as Vincent Van Gogh? What is commonly known as Vincent's final painting? Hint, it's a similar location to where he was the morning before he was shot.
Ooh. There you are, listeners, if you'd like to text us 5395 if you think you know the answer to
that.
You
can also call us on 309.
Oh, you can call us?
3879. We like hearing from you in person.
If you'd like to just have a bit of a chin wag.
You give us the title. There's a couple of words within the title.
There we go.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you with us too, Kerry.
Oh, thank you.
We like hearing from you too.
I like being here, reviewing these DVDs.
Great review. Great bloody review.
Great review, actually.
Should we play some more music and we'll give this prize away somewhere in the interim?
Yeah, sounds great. Do you want to flick this on?
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.
Bloody jumping all